Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all over America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And that includes all the over-the-road drivers out there, the men and the women getting it done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. Also, we're on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from the great state of California, which may not be great for long because they got to get rid of that darn governor out there September the 14th with that recall election, it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. All right.
There they are.
There they are. The gang is there. The gang won't be there after that. All right, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, a lot of things going on last night in my great state. Of course, we had Sean Hannity down in Miami with Governor DeSantis, with Senator Marco Rubio, with a couple of congressmen, the mayor of Miami, and several thousand Cubans outside having a protest on the street. He was down there for all of that. They talked about Cuba and about waking up the Cuban, waking up the politicians in Washington, D.C., getting them to do something, anything, even if it's just beaming the internet that we could do from Florida, from Key West, right straight down into Cuba, which could be done. We'll see what happens.
Yes, exactly. But the key word is do something. You know, it's the key phrase. Do something, whatever it is. Because, Captain, this can be a turning point in history, and we want the Cuban people to know that we're with them, and we need to be able to show that so it's very clear.
Now, I've got something to tell the American people tonight. They're not going to like it, but the White House, ladies and gentlemen, is currently weighing a major change to the mask mandate that could be coming in the next 7 to 10 days. Now, even for vaccinated Americans, they're talking about going back to the mandatory mask wearing on public transportation, in federal buildings, and the CDC would probably recommend it for being just about anywhere because they're scared to death about this variant, Kyle, even though the numbers are minuscule in a lot of the states, but still, California went from 0.63 to 1.67, and it's like, oh, my God, this is terrible. But it's under the 5 level versus where before, in the past, it got things rolling in a negative direction. So who knows what they're up to?
Well, that's right. Well, I think in L.A. County, there's at least 2,500 new cases that were recorded. Now, again, these are cases. These aren't full-blown COVID or people getting sick per se, but some 83% of all the cases in the U.S. seem to be based on this Delta variant. So it is very concerning. There's no doubt about that. But, of course, so many people across the country, Captain, would see it as going backwards, especially after they went out and got vaccinated, that somehow now there would be a new, for lack of a better term, mask mandate. Now, the federal government can mandate it in federal things and federal buildings.
And they will.
Property, and they will. And then they'll talk about the guidance. But here's the thing. You're going to have businesses, stores, you know, retail, other places that are going to look at that guidance and say, we better follow that guidance, otherwise we might be held liable. And we're right back to square one, it seems.
Right. And I'm going to bypass something here because we've got a major report coming from BuzzFeed I'm going to talk about in the next segment, which is going to blow the socks off the building and anybody that's wearing a pair of socks right now.
Right.
Former Detroit police chief, we'll go with this one for till the break. Former Detroit police chief James Craig announced his candidacy for the governorship of Michigan on Tucker's show last night. Now, this, I would guarantee you, is beginning to get little old Governor Whitmer a little bit concerned and maybe a little nervous.
Well, and I think that she probably should be, because especially now that we're looking at perhaps rehashing the whole mask thing, it's going to bring to the fore all the things that Governor Whitmer said and did and the lockdowns and this kind of thing. So, yes, I think that she would be nervous for a number of reasons, including the fact that Michiganders, I should say, had a very, very bad time under her.
Yes, and the former police chief is very popular. He's got some great ideas. He's probably going to do very well. I would suspect that he could beat Governor Whitmer because Whitmer just can't seem to get anything done right, and she just seems to have this axe to grind, and she's another one of these people. When she should have been opening the state and letting things happen, she clamped down and made it even tougher.
Well, right. Was it Michigan, the state where you couldn't buy seeds, to grow things?
That's
those were roped off at the store. And,
that's right.
And at a time when people should have been able to.
Farmers couldn't go out and plant their crops.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. And she has a very authoritarian sort of air about her. And I don't think that plays well. And the people in Michigan might be looking for a change.
Well, hold that thought. And, folks, get yourself your coffee, your ice cream, whatever it is you need to get right now, because when we come back, we're going to blow the socks right off the building with this next report. You aren't going to like this one either, starting out with the big, serious news that should be number one in the hit parade tonight. But it's not, because the networks don't want you to know what we're telling you about here. All right, in the meantime, we're coming right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Hey, folks. Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Well, thank you, Mr. Announcer Guy. I think I just might. And by the way, this portion of the show brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, as most of you know, Relief Factor is part of my daily integrated health plan that I take to keep the swelling and inflammation in my leg and the pain under control. And it does exactly that because it goes right to the source of the pain and helps to lower or eliminate the pain altogether and keeps the swelling down in my left leg and ankle, too. And I took it just before we started on the show. Now, the best part about it is it's all natural ingredients and 100% drug-free. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and also it speeds up the healing process if you're having something that needs to be healed up, like a wound or something like that, or a broken bone or whatnot. And by the way, arthritis, because I found out the other day, my doctor says, well, you know, you've got arthritis in your leg and your ankle, and that's only going to make things a little bit worse. So keep taking a Relief Factor, and I am, and that does help with that. So anyway, to find out what I know, it costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. And all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and it's $19.95. Get you started on a 3-week quick start, and you'll know whether or not that'll work for you, like it has for tens of thousands of other people. Every day I run into somebody that's taken Relief Factor and says thank you, and I appreciate that because it tells me that obviously they're finding out what I'm finding out, and that is that it works. So it's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95, 3-week quick start. And after all you got to lose is pain. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All right. Are you ready to blow the roof off the building?
I am standing by. We are ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is no doubt anymore in anyone's mind that's been paying attention to what happened in Michigan with the plot to kidnap the governor that was thwarted by the FBI, or now the January 6th problems that they had, the unruly, unlawful entrance into the Capitol. I'm not going to call it an insurrection because the definition of an insurrection requires weapons, and they didn't have any. They didn't have any. If you want to call a flag or a poster a weapon, then fine, so be it, but it's not. But, Kyle, the FBI had their informants and people that were inside the groups that were involved here, these militias and groups like the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, reporting on what was going on, and they actually tried to stir the pot to get these people to do something. And in the case number one of what happened in Michigan, they did.
Well, this is what BuzzFeed is finding out and reporting. In fact, here is a brief excerpt from that, which I think is very telling, very explosive. They write, an examination of the case by BuzzFeed News also reveals that some of those informants, as you mentioned, acting under the direction of the FBI, played a far larger role than has previously been reported. Working in secret, they did more than just passively observe and report on the actions of the suspects. Instead, they had a hand in nearly every aspect of the alleged plot, starting with its inception. And this is key. The extent of their involvement raises questions as to whether there would have been a conspiracy without them.
Right.
That's huge. Yeah.
Right. And that has been confirmed. It's been checked. It's been rechecked. There are witnesses that have come forth to validate that report, which, by the way, we're reporting on right now. And you and I were going to make a bet that it'll take a couple of days for it to show up on, let's see, Fox or Hannity's show or Tucker's show or maybe somewhere else. Maybe Steve Bannon will pick up on it in a couple of days from now.
Yep, perhaps so. But
you're welcome, guys, in advance, because we know you won't give us credit for it. Now, here we go with the January 6th incident. There's a reason why the Capitol Police are in my backyard setting up in Tampa, Florida, to launch an investigation. The reason is because there were at least two groups that had been infiltrated by the FBI reporting back to headquarters as to what was going on with the groups that were planning on coming up to Washington, D.C. to protest the election results peacefully at the time. But apparently these informants or people that were in there reporting on all this managed to stir up a certain element within these groups, and that's all it took to get them to go up there and act the way they did. And yes, it wasn't just Antifa. Yes, and Antifa was in the middle of all this too, I might add. It was also these groups that were there, and unfortunately, they acted bad and they got caught, and some of them are still sitting in jail.
That's true. That's true. But the overarching thing here is the idea that typically, if you're hearing about something, a suspect that's going to do something bad, you stop them. You don't try to empower them in some way. And this is the crux of the matter here.
Right. And what we are finding out, and again, through BuzzFeed, you can read the report again if you want so the people understand, is that the FBI actually went in there, stirred the pot with their informants, and got the people fired up. There was a certain element to the Proud Boys, a certain element to the Oath Keepers that went in there and got fired up and went up there and acted unlawfully, and we have what we have.
Well, exactly. And again, this is all going in the same direction, of course, especially with this fact-finding, quote-unquote, of the Congress under Nancy Pelosi to find out what happened on January the 6th. Well, we need to find out what happened on January the 6th, and we've got to know the whole story, words and all, on this.
Right, and the government is up to their eyeballs and alligators with this for helping to start the thing to begin with.
Exactly, exactly. And so the American people have a right to know, and that's why we're digging on this.
And once again, this completely vindicates Donald Trump.
Right. Exactly. I think it's not just time and perspective, but I think it's more of this kind of information coming out. It's going to be harder and harder for the Democrats to make their political gains, which is why they're doing the January 6th commission in the first place, because they see 2022 coming up and it doesn't look good for them. So I think this is one of the pulling out all the stops that they're doing.
And they want a bunch of yes people there that will give them the result that they want, that says, well, the conservatives and the white supremacists and this, that, and the other, they want to hear all that stuff in a report that they're the ones that did what they did there, but they don't want to have any mention of what we just told you about the involvement with the FBI, or there might have even been a couple of other intel sources in there as well. I'm not going to say that we didn't have somebody else in there, but we do know about the FBI because it's now coming out. And by the way, again, this is not me saying this. This is a report that has surfaced that is legitimate, that we've checked, we've double-checked, we've triple-checked. It's coming out, and all the other news agencies will be talking about this very soon.
Very, very soon. And, of course, as we know, Captain, there are so many great FBI agents, people that work for the FBI, and they're out there, they're fighting the bad guys, they're finding out where they are. But when this comes to light, this is a portion that I'm sure is very small, but certainly needs oversight, and we need to know the full story.
Yeah, and I know plenty of these agents that work around here, especially the ones that I've run into around the seaport and around the military bases and at the presidential events when I was there attending as a reporter with Trump and whatnot, but going back to President George W. Bush. But the thing of it is it's something that, again, people need to understand. I mean, the cat is out of the bag right now.
Right. In other words, the narrative that we've heard heretofore is very different than what apparently has really transpired.
Well, we told everybody that because we were hearing this back right after January, sometime in February, when this stuff started to come out by the people that were coming back to my area that were reporting it on television and radio, anywhere they could go to be heard, because they wanted to let people know that this wasn't wasn't the thing that the media was reporting about. There were people that were there that belonged to groups that I belonged to.
Well, of course, that's right. Yeah, and you were telling all about that. But in this case, this is beginning to get legs, as they say in the news biz.
Yes, 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 yes. Mm-hmm. So, folks, we've done it again. Breaking news as it happens, and tomorrow's news tonight. We just gave you news for 2 days from now, I bet you. All right, Kyle, hold that thought, and folks, we'll be right back with more. We're going to kind of change the channel a little bit and go to something different. Did you hear about General Milley and Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin yesterday with their joint press conference and what they had to say? It's not very good. All right, Mike Gallagher's going to take us to break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden participated in a town hall Wednesday night to mark his first 6 months in office. During the town hall with CNN, he took questions on a number of topics, including the push to pass multiple spending bills, that could come to more than $6 trillion worth of spending. Biden citing a new report that passing that level of spending would bring inflation down because of the jobs he claims those packages would create.
Moody's today, when a Wall Street firm, not some liberal think tank, said if we pass the other two things I'm trying to get done, we will in fact reduce inflation. Reduce inflation. Reduce inflation. Because we're going to be providing good opportunities and jobs for people who in fact are going to be reinvesting that money back in all the things we're talking about. Driving down prices, not raising prices.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
You betcha. And by the way, we just got a couple of emails from some listeners that are just in shock over that BuzzFeed report. But we're going to repeat that again next hour because that's too important to not talk about and talk about next hour and then the hour after that with Denise Simon and get her thoughts on this. It's just unbelievable. Now, we want to talk about our friends at MyPillow. And the website, of course, is MyPillow.com. Now, Mike Lindell has done it again with a game-changing idea here on his six-piece towel set. Now, I've got one of these towel sets, and I was very content with what I had. I'd bought it and saved some money. I'd saved $50 when I bought it. Well, that's nothing compared to right now because you'll get two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths from cotton, USA cotton, which makes these towels extremely exorbitant, yet still provides that soft feel that you look for in a towel. Right now, instead of retailing for $109.99, for a limited time, you can get these for $39.99. You save $70. Now, I saved $50 when I bought mine. Now it's $70. Holy smokes. And all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN on these great towels. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. All you got to do, again, MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials. You'll find a lot of specials, things that are on sale that I haven't even talked about that are there in that section.
And to get the insanely low prices that are in there, including this $39.99 on the six-piece towel set, you'll find all these deep discounts and other My Product pillows as well. All you got to do is use the promo code CAPTAIN. Or you can give them a call at 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459 for these great radio specials. So, MyPillow.com, radio listener specials page, click on the logo link for that, promo code CAPTAIN, telephone number 800-641-5459. You'll be glad you did, because I'm telling you, this everything I've gotten so far from MyPillow has been nothing more than a dream come true. I am sleeping so comfortably on my MyPillow mattress topper. And by the way, that's cooler than the bed was with the mattress.
That's exactly right. That's one of the great things about that mattress topper. You're right.
Yeah.
It helps to regulate your body's temperature throughout the night. And when you're cool, you can sleep better. There's no doubt about it.
When you're cool, you're just like a fool. Oh, boy. Here we go. Now, we don't need to do that. All right. Now, let's drift down over here to General Milley and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. They had a little press conference yesterday, and they pulled out a map, and everybody sat in there, and the chins hit the floor after they saw it. Did you hear me tell you, in my opinion, what it looked like was going to happen in Afghanistan for the Taliban taking control? Did you hear me mention a time frame?
Yeah, you thought it would be literally weeks, not months or longer than that.
So what are we now? We're leaving here in a few weeks, and we're in the major urban areas so far, is where our troops are. Our embassy is pretty much on its own in Kandahar with extra support there, but they're going to have to do something there. We're going to have to pull our embassy people out because of what's going on around them. Folks, about 75% of the country right now, Afghanistan, is under the control of the Taliban. The military has literally thrown down their weapons, run away, or they've been captured, and they've already started to execute them wherever they capture them at.
Yes, that's exactly right. Most unfortunately, and you know, we've seen this coming, and we know that we're going to have a very, very bad situation. Although Austin evidently had said at this press conference, that the Taliban back in 2020 had pledged not to provide a sanctuary for Al Qaeda.
Yeah.
And he's talking about they've got to make sure that violence and terrorism aren't going to be exported from Afghanistan to our homeland. So they're going to be watching them, obviously. But I don't think we can trust the Taliban, Captain, as far as we could throw them.
Al Qaeda's there. ISIS is there. And the Taliban are there. Okay. So much for that idea, huh?
Precisely. So we're
and
going
by the
to
way, it's a Haqqani network of Al-Qaeda that's there.
Yes, exactly. In other words, this isn't the last that we've heard of Afghanistan after the final pullout is completed, basically. This is going to impact somewhere, somehow, but sooner than later, I'm afraid.
Right. So the country of Afghanistan, as we know it, is soon going to be a terrorist state of Afghanistan because the Taliban will be in charge. They'll be back to Sharia law. Everywhere they go, it's all about Sharia law, and it's their way or the highway. There is no discussion point, and I'm telling you, it's going to get really bad. It's already bad, but we're not going to be able to get the people out that we promised we're going to get out. They're having to figure out how the hell to get out on their own, and this is terrible. This is really terrible.
It really, really is. And regardless of the administration, if there are practical matters here and there are matters of honor that by leaving these people behind, we're breaking.
Yeah, and this is all on the Biden administration.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. No matter what political persuasion, there should be something basic that we all agree on and how to make this go right.
Yeah.
So whether it's Republican or Democrat, there are certain things they need to do.
Now, there's some news coming out of the Surfside condo disaster, and that is that the people that were involved, the people that lost their lives and their families, are going to get $150 million right off the bat to be divvied up amongst the groups, the survivors. The relatives, rather, of the people that died $150 million is going to be divided amongst those people, which is going to help a little bit, but it's not going to bring back their loved ones.
No, it's not. There's going to be a lot of other lawsuits, obviously, that are going to be filed, and many, I believe, will be consolidated into a class action. But we do understand that in terms of the remaining finances or anything to do with the Champlain Towers, the court has now appointed a receiver to deal with that. So this is, I think, a good signal because a receiver is going to be able to adjudicate a lot of these things, not as the condo board or anything like that, but someone who's an officer of the court to work for the court, yeah, basically, in the best interests of the survivors and their families.
Okay, well, Joe Biden went off on a little trip last night, and he had a little Cincinnati, and he had a little town hall there at a Catholic university and riled a whole bunch of Catholics, a bishop, for example, some pro-lifers, and here's what he had to say. Listen to this.
The president will answer questions from local residents in a televised event from Mount St. Joseph University in Cincinnati. Ahead of tonight's town hall, the area's bishop and pro-life advocates have criticized the Catholic school for hosting the event. Mr. Biden is a devout Catholic and regular churchgoer, but he has drawn the ire of some Roman Catholic bishops by supporting same-sex marriage and abortion rights. The university says the event will proceed as planned. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, the other thing that happened last night is, did you see any of what he said while he was there with Don Lemon?
No, I did not, as a matter of fact.
Well, there was a lot of hemming and hawing, a lot of stuttering, a lot of couldn't get the words out, and a lot of that stuff again.
Wow. Well, again, this is becoming, unfortunately, all too common for President Biden. It's expected now.
It was embarrassing.
Yeah. In fact, it might even be news if President Biden somehow became confident,
lucid and clear,
and spoke clearly and all this stuff and seemed to be on a game.
He was very confused with what he said, and he confused the people trying to understand what he said. Even the liberal media had things to say about it.
Well, that's right. You see, because it's becoming too obvious. It's not an election anymore. We're 6 months in fact, almost exactly 6 months in, just one day more or so, 6 months in, to the Biden administration. And it's not as easy as it once was to sort of paper over all of it, because he's out there having to do president things, not campaigning. And it's obvious now, and it's going to be harder to hide.
All right, well, before we go to break, one last little story here. House Republicans have been signaling after the fact that two of their members were not being allowed to be seated by Nancy Pelosi, which, by the way, goes against the House rules, I might add. They're talking about they're going to boycott the January 6th panel and just not have anybody on it.
And there's a couple of different schools of thought, but what they will do is show just how political it really is, one-sided for the Democrats.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And hey, all that smoke out west went east. New York City last night looked like somebody set the woods on fire with all the smoke that was in New York City. All right, we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe. And keep it between the lines.
Actually, it was keep it between the ditches, but that's okay. We won't find any fault water for that. Donna did a good job. And, of course, Donna runs Star Coaches, and that's the coaches that the big old Hollywood types get on right around, the country western singers and the rock and roll folks and all that. So when you see a star coach, that's one of Don Newen's buses. How about that? And hello to Danny and hello to Steve tonight, wherever you guys are at, with the Save America bus. So there you go. And we did just have a little message off to the side here from John. John's in Kansas City, Kansas. He said that's dynamite news that you just reported. He says we'll see how long it takes for the national media to report that. Yep, you're right. Okay, well, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. Stop on in there. Grab yourself a free hot cup of coffee. Just tell them you were listening to us, the Captain's America Third Watch radio program, and we were talking about them on the Radidio. And then while you're there, go to the kiosk they've got in there and become a member of the Drivers Club or the RV Club. It saves you money in the long run because you'll get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the store, and you can use them any way you want to save money on your purchases in the store. You can't use it on fuel, unfortunately, but you will be able to get plenty of other things. Now, let's get going here with the Redneck Rockstar.
Gonna shut me up. Two trails in the back, bumper kicking up. 100 pounds to the metal, better hope you can drive. Buddy, I ain't letting up till I'm ahead of the line. Got a yet just like a rebel with a belly of shine. Got me bouncing around, it's about to be a hell of a night. I'm a ripped up, rowdy ass rebel from the woods. Got girls, got drink, man, you know it's all good. Make noise for them boys, working hard for the money. Kinda strange, but the same kind of country. I'm a no boy with a big mouth. I can blend right in with a loud ass crowd. Party people coming unwound. Don't open up the bottle when the sun goes down. Ain't heard nothing, so why not? Turn up and sing the line up the shots. Take it to the woods when we leave the bar. Can't stop, got a party like a redneck rock star. We just a redneck rock star. Say that's cool. Say the cold start cowl and the cows in the bus. We'll take our party to the back of the bus. Redneck folks, country has a coon down. We was raised in the fields in the pool house. Might catch me in a camouflage bathrobe. Looking like you, Hefner on a back rope. We like Waylon, Hank and Cash. David and a coat with a little bit of sash. We say yes, man, because the fight. When the sun goes down, we'll party all night. No more with a big mouth. I can blend right in with a loud ass crowd. Party people coming unwound. Don't open another bottle when the sun goes down. Ain't heard nothing, so why not? Turn up and change the line up the shots. Take it to the woods when we leave the bar. Can't stop, got a party like a redneck rock star. We just a redneck rock star.
Alrighty, that's your redneck rock star. Kyle, what do you think of that?
I love that one. Yeah, the Lax.
The Lax, yeah. And I'll tell you what, I didn't really know too much about that group until that came around. And that's they're a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, I think so. That goes back to 2018, so it's been a couple of years, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Now I'm going to read the statement here, and I'm going to give it to you because east of Chicago, we got a lot of smoke over there in the East Coast tonight. And like I say, New York City looked like somebody set the woods on fire and all the smoke went to New York City tonight at sunset. But an excessive rain and flash flood threat across the southwestern U.S. will continue for the next several days, likely through the upcoming weekend. And a classic summer monsoon pattern will be locked into place, featuring above normal moisture. By the way, experts are talking about you can expect scattered to organized areas of showers and thunderstorms that could produce intense rainfall amounts in a short period of time and flooding. And we'll get to all that when you tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we will start in the southwest tonight through New Mexico and most of Arizona. We do have the flash flood watches going on. Now, if you're coming along I-10 in the Phoenix area or I-8 heading down towards Tucson, or coming up I-25 through New Mexico, through Albuquerque, Santa Fe, you do have these flash flood watches in place. And you're right, they can have very intense sections of thunderstorms, a lot of heavy rain in a very short period of time. So be very careful. This actually extends up through parts of southern Colorado, Lake City, Telluride, and Durango as well. So if you're traveling in those areas, be very, very careful. Earlier today, along the Interstate 15 freeway heading from California to Las Vegas, it was a pretty wet adventure, we understand. It looks like that's cleared out, at least Las Vegas reading clear right now. So that is some good news. But those fires that you mentioned, Captain, yes, the smoke that you mentioned, that's a lot. That's coming from the Pacific Northwest, of course. The bootleg fire continues. They've got it somewhat contained, but it continues to burn, and we've still got a lot of homes that are still threatened by this. So that's happening up in southern Oregon in the Fremont National Forest area. Now, Oregon, by the way, is instituting, starting on Thursday, a campfire ban for any state parks, et cetera, that are east of Interstate 5. That's how worried they are about any new fires sparking in that area. Excessive heat warning continues in eastern, almost all of eastern Montana, of course, in the Billings area, Helena, and Missoula, continuing with fire weather watches.
Now, by the way, tonight in Minnesota, and hello to George and the gang up there, tonight in Minnesota, they've got poor air quality up there. A lot of it's being caused by the smoke. And some of this you could be driving into, it's like a haze at night. So it's not quite like a fog, but it makes it somewhat difficult to see depending on where you're at. So be careful. Also, you might want to have your driving lights on. And then down there in Missouri, I-70 right there on the border with Kansas City, Kansas and Missouri, you've got a little area of what looks like still some high water in the area there. So be careful there. The Dallas Metroplex, you've got poor air quality there, but they're going to get rain. They're going to have some thunderstorms and whatnot there. And also when we move on down into Houston, you've got some poor air quality there and some fog coming in right in that area now, coming off the Gulf. Most of the state of Indiana right now is under a poor air quality alert. And if you're on I-70 coming out of Indiana going into Ohio to just outside the outskirts of Columbus, you've got a poor air quality alert. Also in the central part of Tennessee to include Nashville. And pretty much, Kyle, this is kind of unusual, pretty much the entire state of North Carolina is under a poor air quality alert with the haze so thick, they're saying, in the mountains that it's like driving through fog.
Yes, yeah, I see that, and that's exactly what they're talking about. That's right.
Yep, and taking a look at up and down the eastern seaboard, there will be a chance for rain up there in the Delmarva area, which is, of course, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia. Could have some severe thunderstorms kick up in there today. It's not uncommon. It's happened the last few days, so could see it again. But that's where we're at with all that stuff tonight. So be careful out there in the highways and byways. And don't forget the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops, America's largest truck stop chain. And again, I can't emphasize this enough. If you're not a member of the Drivers Club, become one. You get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the trucker's store. You can turn around and use them to either get stuff out of the Drivers Club catalog or to save on whatever you buy in there, short of fuel, that is, in the restaurant, in the store. So that can, over time, save you a bunch of money. And I know people at Christmas time, Catwoman and Raw Dog, they went and used their points, went out, and all they did was use their points to buy Christmas presents.
Wow, that is pretty cool. And how do you get all those points? Well, of course, as the captain said, join the Drivers Club, and don't forget to download the My Rewards Plus app. It helps you to track your points for that very reason, how you're going to use them. You can save them up, and you can figure out where you're going to use them for.
Yeah, very much so. Okay, I hear the music coming up in my ear, so hang on, Kyle, and folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Thursday morning edition. A lot of things going on, and when we come back, we're going to repeat what we believe is a story that they should be blasted from the hilltops. It's a BuzzFeed story that's come out, and I'm telling you, when you hear it, you're going to go, holy smokes.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time.
That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.